Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to us all.
Well, well, well.
Matt Boosty's listeners. Well, itchy, look well, itchy, who well, itchy.
It is.
If it
Matt
isn't
Boosty's
us.
Listeners.
We got some things to talk about. Is this going to be the year of the Kuminga in the Bay? We've got more Wemby madness.
Wembenyama.
We've got people that are becoming the new faces of bad business decisions. We will get into all of that. Plus, talking about Booker, KD, and Beal, and how potent that connection is over in Phoenix. We're doing that all with podcaster and host Dragonfly Jones on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles Gray. Episode 83.
Ooh.
A three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Dragonfly Jones, the co-host of Jenkins and Jones and the Volume. Welcome, welcome,
welcome
back.
Welcome,
fellas,
welcome.
Fellas, appreciate you having me.
Yeah.
Pleasure as always.
How are you enjoying the preseason bit drips and drabs? First of all, are you a man, it's just preseason? Or are you a, okay, I see what's
everybody
going on here.
Everybody calm
person.
Down. It's calm just down. Preseason.
I will never be an everyone calm down guy because I am I'm a firm believer in just having fun with
yeah.
And we haven't seen basketball in 5 months. Like,
yeah.
Why are you telling people to calm down now? And
yeah,
the stuff
yeah,
that
yeah.
we're and the stuff that we're seeing, like especially from Wimby, has been ridiculous. This dude is an alien, bro.
Yeah.
It's
truly
really wild. Like every game feels like a feast of highlights. It's just like I get more
yes.
clips that I just can't stop watching, like a season's worth. Where I'm yes. just
right.
like, every game, I'm like, I've never seen that before 5 times at least.
I'm
it's
still
wild.
Watching that clip from last week when he just did that quick like in and out and then just pulled up. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's
going to be doing that
bro.
Every game, apparently, because he
yeah.
did that again in this one.
Will it ever end? I mean, we'll get to that later on because we got plenty to say.
It's called a tease.
About
that. We backloaded.
Yeah.
So you have to keep listening.
That was an amuse-bouche for you. Now we'll move on to
we're
going to
be
starter.
Incorporating so much French in honor of our new overlord.
Oui, oui. And consider us your chef de cuisine.
Monsieur Fantastique.
Oui, oui.
Monsieur, oui, oui. Bonbons and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
All that good stuff.
Dalsim, as we will call him from Street Fighter. But anyway, talking first about Phoenix, Jack, you you actually got to see a little bit of Phoenix practice.
I've been on the ground, Miles. Miles, I'm reporting from having been in Phoenix 2 weeks ago. It's hot down there.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is on the team. He's very tall. Devin Booker is good at basketball. And Beal is also on the team. I can report.
Those are a lot of exclusives you had for us. And I'm really, look, and that's why people come here, because we're giving you that unadulterated truth. But a lot of talk is being made of these three preseason games where KD, Book, and Beal, Book and Beal, they scored 70, 76, and 76 first half points.
Yeah, in the games that they played.
Yeah. What is going on? I think they, like, the last game they were scoring 64% of the first half points. Cool. What are we saying here? A lot of people are like, but what about defense?
Yeah,
does that matter?
I like that voice for the idiots.
For the idiots who,
defense,
what it's called that? A glass cannon for all my video game players. Okay, it can do wild damage, but it cannot take any. It cannot take any.
I think a couple things are going on. One, I think that this was the big blockbuster story, like five big blockbuster stories ago. So it's like a Hollywood movie that gets released in February. And by the time the Oscars roll around, it's just like, yeah, I don't know. We're tired of that. Like that movie came out this year, you know?
Oh yeah, like, that was
this,
good.
This just feels so long ago that, like, now people are re-finding out that this team has these three scores. I also think, like, the way that things ended with the Nets, probably, like, when the Nets had all three of their perimeter scorers on the court, it was incredible. Like, it was amazing to watch, and they just couldn't stay healthy and together. So, like, not that this is the same group of three. I think they're a little bit better, to be honest, like, in terms of scoring, and I don't know. We're going to see, but, like, when KD is with two other great perimeter scorers, like, they're really, like, you're seeing things, you're seeing offensive dominance, the likes of which we haven't seen a lot of in the history of the league. And I could see it working out pretty well as long as everybody stays healthy.
Where are you at with this, Dragonfly?
You know, I think the what about defense, let me put on my what about defense voice for that one. I think that
what about,
it's actually what about defense?
What about defense?
And then you end up with yo.
I think those are valid concerns. And it goes back to, you know, Jack's point of how, you know, we saw this experiment, you know, fall apart in Brooklyn for those very reasons. But, you know, the thing is, I think that's something that is being lost, and that is last postseason, we saw that Book, you know, he can be a dog on defense if he wants to.
Yeah.
And he might take that leap this season, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing with Beal there, like, I feel like, you know, of course, you know, this is a guy who's been a 30-point scorer. I think, like, the best thing that Beal brings to that team is, of course, his offense, and you can stagger things so you have Book and Beal on the floor, and you can get a very well rested KD out there as well, right? Because KD's a dude who has said that he wants to die out there. Like, that was one of the gripes we had with how Nash used him. You're playing this dude, you know, 44 minutes a game, back to back games in the playoffs. Like, that's just unsustainable, you know, for you know, a 36 year old dude. And I'm still on the side of, you know, we've seen this experiment not work before. I'm still a bit skeptical. Of course, they can light it up. But, you know, I think the what about defense guy might have a point here.
Wait, so is your take on what happened in Brooklyn that the defense was the problem? Because it seemed to me like it was just they
injuries?
Never had all three of them healthy. And when they did have all three of them healthy, it was that they were pretty great, weren't they? Or am I misremembering?
How many games did they play together? Like,
yeah, 17 like five?
Or something? Like,
right. That's right. What I'm saying, though. But if you put KD with, like, people who can stay on the court, I don't know. Then maybe we got something here. Maybe we got something. I'm just saying. The other thing, I just want to say.
Go ahead.
You go.
No, I was going to say, I think that, you know, of course, we know that Book and KD can light it up. We can look back at the Denver series that they just had, you know, Denver Phoenix, where Book and KD had those phenomenal games back to back where they both just went crazy. And then, you know, Denver ran off two straight wins when the series was knotted up 2-2, blew them out by what, 25 in game six. Like, it comes a point where, especially in playoff basketball, like, you know, of course, the objective, basketball 101, put the ball in the hoop. But, you know, when you're going up against a team that is locked in on defense, you know, they usually grind it out. And the teams that just light it up and have no defense, you know, usually on the losing end.
Yeah. Yeah. But what are the chances they face that Denver team again? Like, oh, they're still together.
They're still together. That's
who they're going to have to go through. All right.
Did you see that clip of Jamal Murray? Like, Jokic is on his phone in practice. He's like, what's going on? Have you seen this? He's talking about he was scout. I just want to play this.
Scouting horses.
Yeah. It's just such a, just so Joker-ish. I love it.
Scouting horses.
Who's that? No. Scouting horses.
Who's scouting? Mike.
Scouting horses.
Right now, like 7, 8, 10, 12.
How many
if
you got
any
seven,
other
eight,
player
ten,
was looking 12? At their phone like that on the bench, like fans would be in an uproar. But right. With him, they're like, the thing that's cool about him is he's the best player in the league and he hates basketball. Or like all of his like body language suggests that he doesn't doesn't want to be here.
Bro, he was in love looking at his phone. Like he had his hand rested, his face rested ever so gently up on his hand. He was in love with that Clydesdale or whatever he was looking at. There.
Yeah, it felt like that Simpsons episode where Lisa's calling the Corey hotline, and it's just like, oh wow.
I like the idea that it's just the Budweiser Clydesdale commercial. He's just like, dang, look at those things though.
Gotta get
I will also that. Just put in a word, you know, I have a friendship with Frank Vogel. He's a family friend, so I don't want to be in the tank for him, but he's a pretty good defensive coach. And I do feel like defense can be kind of coached up a little bit. I don't think they're going to be the number one defensive rating in the league, but you know, he's had a lot of teams that, you know, when he was with the Pacers, they were either always like first through third. With the Lakers, they were third and first in the seasons prior to the trade that blew everything up. So, you know, I think there's some things that you can cover with, you know, and he's got a great staff. He's got Fizdale on his staff.
And you guys trade jokes. We get it.
Yeah, me and this guy.
Talking about old SNL bits together. We get it. You're the best of friends. We know. But thank you for that. It's very professional for you to disclose that.
Yes. I don't want anyone thinking I'm biased in any way other than just clinically depressed because of the 76ers. That is my only bias.
Yes, when Vogel came on board, you know, one of the things I was thinking was exactly what you mentioned, defensive minded guy. And he is a dude who has, you know, especially works wonders with his bigs. Right. Like, and I was like, OK, he might unlock a new level with Ayton on that side of things. I mean, this is a dude who had us thinking that Roy Hibbert might be the key to getting past the Heatles. You know what I mean? Like that's what he does. But then Ayton got shipped out and they shipped him out for Nurkic. And I was like, OK, what are we doing here then?
Yeah. Nurkic, who knows, maybe unlocks Nurkic. Similar foot speed to Roy Hibbert, you know? Yeah. So we'll see.
Cement boots out there.
What about Jonathan Kuminga? I don't know if you saw his preseason highlights, but he's looking athletic, aggressive. He's attacking. A lot of people are like, okay, 28, 26, 24 points the last three games. I mean, you know, Dragonfly, would you start CP3? Or would you make Kuminga like just your ultimate prize weapon sixth man?
I feel like with Kuminga we've been saying he's like 2 years away for like 4 years now.
Wait till year three
Right, but you know what, I am high on Kuminga. I think he's gonna be special. The Chris Paul thing, I mean, I think we all thought that he was there to stabilize the second union, then the second unit. And then, like, reporters asked him about that, and he was like, who told y'all that? And we're like, whoa.
Steve, get over here. Steve, right? Get over here. They just said second unit.
Yeah,
hilarious, Steve? Isn't it?
Laugh at that joke, man.
Yeah, and then you got Klay Thompson out here posting Tupac, Me Against the World, on his Instagram stories because he's not getting extended in the offseason. So it's a lot of different moving pieces there that they're going to have to make happy. And it's a lot riding on performances from those guys this season, too. So it's going to be an interesting show in San Francisco for sure.
What do you think? Realistic expectations. Give me a range.
Win range for the Warriors?
Or just like second in the Western Conference down to
where do we end
sixth
up?
Or what do you think?
I think they're in that 4-6 range.
4-6 Yeah. I think that's probably.
Okay. I mean, yeah, because I mean, seeing if Kuminga plays like this, I see a lot of upside to that. But again, I don't know if I think because I'm so blown away by Wemby, I'm going to be all in on, yeah, man, it's preseason. Yep. This is the precursor to everything that's going to happen. So in that sense, I guess I would be happy if I was a Dubs fan. All right. For sure.
Let's just get to Wembanyama. Let's take a break and we'll come back.
Yeah, let's get
it. And we'll get to Wembanyama.
It's
the NBA story I want to talk about. It's the only thing I want to talk about. My wife is like, please, like, I'm out of town.
Please pick up
like,
the kids.
No, but you don't understand. Please stop watching your phone while you're driving. I was saying
Hold on, do you have your phone up by the speed gauge, the odometer in the front of the car? Are you looking at your phone while you drive? Nope.
I was saying before we started, for some reason, I just want to hear Trump say his name. Like, doesn't it sound like a word that he would have a lot of fun with?
Sure, get the Trump.
Yeah. Wembanyama.
Yeah. Wembanyama.
Guys, taller than Wembanyama.
Don't like his president much, Macron. No. But Wembanyama. Right. Great play.
Yeah, I just feel like you'd really make a meal out of that.
It's a whole sandwich.
Let's take a break and come back and talk about Wembanyama.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
We're back.
Does everybody just want to take a turn saying it as Trump? Miles, I think you had the best one before we started recording.
Well, we love him, don't we, folks? Victor Wembanyama. that felt all right. I think I did a better one in the warm-up. I was better in the warm-up, but hey, it is what it is.
This Miami game, like every preseason game feels like an event. Unlike anything I've ever... I'm typically kind of a don't get too excited by the preseason person just because my team just for the past few years has been the 76ers, and so it's just like I can only take so much, you know. I can only invest so much of myself into that team. But this is I can't think of a time when I've ever been this excited about every preseason game. And so the Miami Heat, like, I don't know. I feel like I know all of these highlights now, like by heart. Like all the blocks, like some of, like where he contests
that,
with
that
one
Euro
hand,
step from the yes. like basically the 3
without
point
putting the ball on the floor as a 7'5" guy, like on the break. Come on, man. What?
Yeah, that one was wild.
He's not shooting great from three. He is blocking. I really think he's, whether they give him Defensive Player of the Year or not, I think he is going to affect more shots than any. And this is crazy. Like, I've gone from being like, I've got this crazy idea that he could be Defensive Player of the Year to be like, it's a given. This guy's going to be Defensive Player of the Year.
And I was saying, like, even without maybe the stats, I have, like, it's like what everyone's been saying. Even when we first saw him in, at Summer League, where it's like, he's just going to change the subconscious of offensive players.
You could just see it every time the other team has the ball and he's in there. Like, they're just... like you can see that they're worried about where he is and like not taking shots they normally would take. And like even in that first preseason game when he only had one block, it was like the one time that somebody was willing to shoot with him around was when they thought they had beat him by like five steps, and they beat him by five steps and he still blocked them.
Yes, so like, that Jalen Williams blocking us. Okay, see, quite saw anything like Jalen literally put him in a spin cycle. Like there's a point when Wimby's back is turned to a driving Jalen Williams, and he takes like two strides and punches the shot out of bounds.
And it seems like it seems like Miami in a couple ways were like, all right, guys, like don't let it get in your head. Like he's not gonna block everything. You're just like, and they were taking shots that they normally would have taken if there was a 7-footer on the court, and he was blocking them at like one of them was kind of like a floater that he blocked at the peak of the ball's like arc in the air. Like,
right.
I was like, is that goaltending? I don't know. Like,
I've never seen someone block it at that point.
Yeah. What's his wingspan?
8 feet.
His wingspan is 8 feet. His wingspan is 8 feet.
8 feet.
Like, I guess I had heard that, but like to see it in motion is a whole other thing.
Yes. And hands straight up, it looks like he's like got a 9.7, 9.8 reach when you measure it that way.
Or it looks like when someone's working with like a shooting coach and they use like a broom to simulate like a defender, except he's like holding two brooms. Like, like that's what the length looks like. I'm like, is that serious?
Like, I feel like he's going to, first of all, the Cornette contest is now a legitimate, like, you know, the thing we always talked about last year, that Luke Cornette from the Celtics would like stand in the lane and just jump while someone was taking a three.
Right.
And it would be distracting. And like people, you know, it's the same, like Shane Battier used to cover people's eyes as they were shooting, and like it affected their shooting percentage more than like you might expect. Like, I feel like Wembanyama might like accidentally block some of those shots just from the lane. It like doesn't make sense, but like that's the feeling you get.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I'm guessing you seem excited, Dragonfly. Like, are you? I know a lot of people. Again, other people are doing this with Wemby.
It's preseason, man. That's this preseason man guy. Like, right there.
Come on, preseason man guy. He's
actually
real.
A lot of people don't know that, but his cousin is the what about defense guy.
Yeah, exactly.
By marriage.
Exactly. You can tell they spend a lot of time talking to each other.
They joined the hater kingdoms of what about defense, and it's only preseason man guy to create.
I am super excited about this dude because the one play that made me literally drop my phone in disbelief. Like, what? I was watching on my bed. Yes. And I dropped my phone in disbelief. Like, what did I just watch? When he dunked on Thomas Bryant from outside the restricted area. And I want to be clear to the listeners, he didn't jump from outside the restricted area. His entire body
is outside the restricted
area when he dunked.
When he dunked on somebody who is also standing outside of the restricted area. Like, Thomas Bryant's feet are right at the edge of the restricted area, and he dunks on him. Like, so he's what?
And Thomas Bryant, this 6'10" NBA player, is like, what just happened? What do y'all expect me to do with that? And bro, we're with you. What can you do with that?
Here's Bassey with the sell, rocketing down the lane, handing to Wembanyama. Jack hammers it in.
Whoa! He's showing us everything.
With the left hand, the right-handed. Right over the shoulder of Thomas Bryant now. Thank you.
It's like a old Looney Tunes cartoon.
It is
like
one
Wiley
of the
Coyote.
Best.
He's like, the heck?
It was the Space Jam dunk, man. The dunk that MJ won the game with those Space Jam with the super extendo.
Thomas Bryant's performance in this moment is one of my favorite performances. Like, just like if you could give an Academy Award to somebody, like not that he's acting, but just like everything about what he's doing with his body and face is so perfect. And
he didn't even have like the opportunity to act like, you know, have his ego be like, okay, that's just shake it off, you know, like most players when they get absolutely posterized, they're like, okay, keep it moving, don't acknowledge the L you just took. He is so sincerely confused, like it's almost like it's half like looking at his teammates like, hey, why'd y'all let him do that to me kind of thing. And then also him fully just like he's like
a human should not be able to do this. There's that element of it too. It's like the best breaking of the fourth wall since Andrew Bynum laughed with us when Blake dunked on Powell. Y'all remember that?
He's gonna John Krasinski's taking notes from the office.
He spikes the camera like Jim in the office. Like it's really amazing.
He's like shell-shocked. Like it's remind me like Tom Hanks in the beginning of Private Ryan, where he's like, what? He's not even hearing the crowd. It's like,
that like high pitched whine. I do like, I think we need to think seriously about making Thomas Bryant our patron saint of the business decision, because not that he like really had an option there. Like, he didn't have a chance to make a business decision, but his reaction to being posterized was, like, he was martyred so that others could live.
So that others could learn, maybe this might not be the guy to try it with.
But what do you do? Like, you have to block him out.
He stopped him outside the restricted area. Like, it was supposed to be jump hook time, not slam dunk time.
Not, he's like, oh, watch this, young man. Let me just put that in over your head. It was like,
let me get right by you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Going the other way.
It's truly, his confusion, I think, embodies everyone. That's why I'm like, when people are trying to throw cold water on, I'm like, y'all, he's leaving players on the court confused and disoriented by his size and what he's doing. Like, that to me is the greatest indicator of, like, everyone be like, okay, so this is a problem.
Yeah, this is not good.
What do we do now? Because I don't even know. Like, where is this going? But yeah, not everyone, you know, when they get those, it's time to decide, do I get out the way or maybe jump up with somebody and contest this dunk? I think there could be plenty of poor business decisions this season.
The mid-range game is, Super Producer Jabari was calling out, the mid-range game is like really crazy right now. Like, by the way, he can dunk from the mid-range. So like I'm including that. But
that's in the mid-range.
Truly,
bag.
Like, his mid-range jumpers and like just footwork, it really is beautiful. And like,
It's like we haven't seen a 7-foot guy, you know, move the way like that in the mid-range with the mid-range, you know, jumpers and all that. So it's like KD. Like, that's what he reminds me of when I see that.
Yeah, for real.
Except 7'5".
Right. It's like, unbelievable, bro.
I just can't wait to just see every single game now, because I'm just feel like I'm seeing new kinds. We're seeing the sport evolve in like its minor ways, but we're definitely at the dawn of something very new, and that's all we want as fans, you know what I mean? Just keep it exciting and keep elevating, and here we are.
Yeah. Anything I guess we've got. The Houston Rockets traded Kevin Porter Jr. two future second round picks to OKC, who are waiving Porter Jr. immediately. But the Thunder are sending Oladipo and Jeremiah Robinson Earl in the transaction. OKC now has, we just wanted to bring this up because they have 15 first round and 22 second round picks over the next 7 years.
Sam Presti.
First round picks over the next 7 years.
Those picks, they calling them. They calling me.
Like, if they had a normal amount of picks, like, I still would expect them to be a top, like, four team in the West at some point in the next 5 years. And, like, now they have this much to work with. Like,
why don't they just start another team?
Yeah. Has anyone like ever split like a stock? Like a stock that's doing really well? They just split.
Hey. Yeah, exactly.
OKC like blue and like OKC or orange or something.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Or like you're playing blackjack, you got two aces. Split them. Split them. Yeah. There we go. And I guess that's where Sam, do the people of Seattle a solid and just use those picks to recreate the Supersonics.
Yeah.
I like charitable work.
but Presti's a smart dude. I think he's he is like your anti-Danny Ainge, your anti-Pat Riley to a degree, because he is someone who has no delusions of we'll hold off until the offseason and free agency and get guys here that way, because he knows that they're in Oklahoma. And you are not going to be, you know, a free agent, you know, hotbed destination there. So, you know, they're drafting very well. They got Giddey. They got Chet in the draft. Of course, you know, they got SGA in the trade with the Clips. And, you know, I think that he's really going to work wonders with those. I don't think he's going to have that weird Danny Ainge attachment to the picks. I think that when it's time to, you know, make the trade for some pieces that'll turn them into a championship contender, he's going to pull the trigger on them for sure.
Yeah, right.
But exactly. Why wait? Why not do it right now, this season, when I have money on them winning the championship?
Right, true. How many picks are in the second round? Is it 30?
22.
No, like in the draft.
Oh.
Like overall it's 40, isn't it? Total? I think.
So I'm just curious, like, is there a scenario, like, I mean, like, hypothetically, we'd be like, and yeah, we'll just run all the second draft picks for this year. Like, we got them all. I mean, I know they're in various years, but when you think of
so
the volume.
Total of 60, 30 in each round. So
they're eight away from hypothetical. I mean, obviously, in a very hypothetical sense, but having enough picks to be like, yeah, and that's all one round.
Just let us get this whole round right here.
Yeah. Here, let me cash in here real quick.
Too many picks. Like, they're going to need to consolidate like five of those to, you know, get some one player.
I mean, do you think it'll be as hard to attract people to OKC now? Because, I mean, like, we've been like everyone's slowly talking them up more and more, and they're, you know, you're getting excited. You see there's like a project there coming together. Like, yeah, right. Like, I feel like they've got a lot going for them right now.
Mm-hmm.
I still think OKC. The guys are going to go to Oklahoma, bro.
Not on purpose.
Not even that promise.
Yeah, not on purpose.
Like I said, trying to throw him a bone.
He's stockpiling those. He's going to wait for some superstar to become disgruntled with three or four more years on his deal, and I think he's going to pull the trigger on that.
And he's like, "How would you like 37 picks?"
All right, should we take a break and come back and do the fastest segment in podcasting?
Said that so quick. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Dragonfly Jones. I got a Dragonfly Jones. I got a Dragonfly Jones. Oh, baby. Ooh. You are in the hot seat. It's a fourth quarter rapid fire round of questioning. Close out the show every time with this one. It's the fastest question and answer segment in all sports podcasting history.
Let's get it.
Okay? We're going to ask you a question. Send it right back. No long answers. Don't put our record at stake here. You have to keep this thing moving because we have people eyeing this spot on YouTube. A lot of people, they, you know, we're trendsetters, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. You ready, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Let me just, my neck is a little tight. I just want to make sure I'm optimal for this part.
Yeah.
You got badly injured
the last time we did one of these. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I feel like
it was that part, though, when you yell at Brian that you just popped like five blood vessels.
Yeah, and I compressed a few discs, but that's fine. We play through it. You want to go first? Who goes first?
Why don't you go first, Miles?
Okay, I'll go first. Here we go. Dragonfly Jones, give the people your boldest prediction for the upcoming NBA season. Not like bold in the sense of like, oh, he could be right. Like, put all your credibility on the line and say something outlandish. But also in your heart, you would love to see it happen.
I think that speaking of OKC, I think they're at that point where they're going to send like a top three seed home in the first round.
Ooh. Wow.
Okay.
That's, I think they're going to be like a 6 or a 7 seed now. I think they're going to send a top 3 seed home first round.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. I like that. Jack loves that.
You love it, don't we, folks? I love it.
Oh,
and
you
then
love that.
Keep going and win the title, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you got? Okay, who do you got picking with the, who's getting the ring?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, okay. Interesting. Milwaukee. And
what
Sixers.
Is it about? What is it about Milwaukee?
I'm hearing nothing but good stuff coming out of the Sixers.
I mean, Milwaukee's got this guy who wears number zero, who's like really good at playing point guard, and you know,
Lillard also, or something.
Yeah,
something
like that. But yeah, I think he's a really good player. I keep your eyes on that guy.
Okay, I will. Interesting. I mean, I there's a lot of rumors, but I guess I'll have to see with my own eyes for sure.
All right, get ready. This is a really fast question.
Yeah.
So there's a clip of Cam Johnson talking to J.J. Redick about the level. Did you see this clip? That's
about
my first question.
Shooting mechanics?
About the shooting thing, the shooting mechanics. Yeah. And I'm just curious, like, do you have a favorite student of the game moment that you've seen from a player, or just like a player that you know, like, pays attention to that sort of thing? Like, the thing that impressed me was like how both of them were like, oh yeah, well, Ray does this with his left foot, and like you, I've noticed you do this, and then like there's just this thing that shooters respect about one another and like are paying attention to, and this whole level of detail that they're bringing to watching basketball. that I was not aware of as somebody who
watch each
wasn't
other.
One of the best. But is there, has that ever jumped out to you from anybody, just hearing anybody talk?
I'll say, you know, a moment that reminds me of that is we all remember the clip when Bron was telling Austin Reeves something that was just blowing his mind. And it was just like something that seemed so normal and mundane to Bron when he was telling him where he, you know, missed an assignment or whatever on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. And Austin Reeves was just blown away. And then Austin Reeves had a moment this preseason where he was doing that with the Rook, where he was coaching the Rook up. And wow. The Rook was like, you know, okay, I don't think I'm picking up on this either. So it was like the student became the teacher in that moment. Yeah. So that was like a full 360 moment right there.
Feed a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Mm-hmm. Teach a man to fish, and he'll be like annoyed because that's a lot of work.
Know your rooks every day.
Yeah,
he'll tell you all about different lures and stuff. Yeah. And
I just want to eat fish, man. Like, I don't. This is boring. Man. Yeah,
we have a game. Look, man, I'm fishing.
Okay, fine. What is it good? Again?
But we're gonna lose, so I can go fishing. Dragonfly, who's the best player you've ever witnessed in person, and what did they do? Like, what was it about seeing them physically play that you're like, this, I'm witnessing something very unique?
Best player I ever witnessed in person. You know, I've been to a finals game. That's like the only NBA game I've ever been to. And it was the finals game in 2019 where Steph had like 40 and they still lost. Mm. So, you know, I guess Steph would be my pick by default there. But I'll tell you my favorite moment of when I saw an NBA player. If this was when I was at North Carolina A&T my freshman year, and there was just like an open run in the gym, and Jerry Stackhouse was there. And, you know, Jerry Stackhouse has UNC, North Carolina connections there. So he was just getting an open run in with these kids. And this one dude dunked on Jerry Stackhouse and just like yelled in his face, just barked on him, just was screaming.
How many years out of the league was he?
This was peak Jerry Stackhouse. This was 2001.
Wow.
And you know, he was like a 30-point per game guy around that time. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And this kid just dunks on Stack and he looks like yelling in his face. And Stack just and the kid runs back and Stack just calmly walks to this kid. And he's, I don't know what he said to him, but that kid had, he gets face to face with this kid and is just saying something to him. And that kid had like the fear of God in his eyes after that moment.
Wow.
So that's probably like my favorite, memory of seeing an actual NBA player right there.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
What's the most underrated NBA city to visit? And what's your must-have meal in that town?
You know, D.C. Let's go with D.C., man. I'm gonna give y'all, you know, a little Virginia bias here. And I'm going to go with D.C. And I'm going to just say if you find the right Chinese carryout spot and you get some Mambo fried sauce. Chicken wings with the Mambo sauce. Yes.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
A national treasure right there. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. I like that. I remember the first time I went to D.C. and I was put on the Mambo sauce and I was like,
Game changer.
To the point, isn't it now McDonald's has it? Like they're making their own version.
Yes, but yeah,
that's
when
I was a little. That felt a little bit gross. You know, I was like, this is not for McDonald's.
I was like, as a long McDonald's consumer, I was like, bro, this is just like the Milan sauce. Yeah, I rolled out in like 1997. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. I'm surprised they didn't do it in February too. They're like, we've got Mambo sauce. Come on, y'all, put it on your chicken nuggets. And here we go, Dragonfly. Last question. Dragonfly, if you could have any player skill set for a day, any skill set, but you still have your same physical body. So if you're talking about like having the leaping ability of like Steve Francis or something like that, just know that you will have to land on Earth with your body still. Mm-hmm. Whose skill set and what is it?
Oh well. You know, that's easy because I'm a shorter guy, so I'd go with Spud Webb so I could dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
like, just give me the guy my size who can dunk, man, and I'm good.
Yeah. What was his vertical? Do we know? Was it up? I mean, it had to have been. Spud Webb.
45. Yeah, because I was only 5'7", right?
Because I remember Steve Francis, for a while, they were saying he had a high one, too. Like, it was around 40, 46.
40. Sheesh.
Wow. Golly, that is something else.
Yeah, man, I never got over 45. I feel, you know, 46 is good.
Hey, we all hit that ceiling sometimes.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. It's hard when the line flattens out.
And finally, Dragonfly Jones, Jack or Miles?
Both. Like we're going to do the OKC approach here. Like, Team Orange and Team
Either
Blue.
Either or?
Wow. Okay, how many of the split the picks between Team Orange and Team Blue? Which, how many first picks do it?
Who gets the first picks? Who gets the second rounder?
That's right.
I won't put you to that. But Dragonfly Jones, what a diplomatic answer. You're a fair human being and a guest. We always appreciate that. Before we let you go, we want to shout out listeners of the week. At its underscore Ryan M still said, are you still taking hot takes? I'm on the Wemba. Oh, he went with Wemba.
Is he Australian? I feel like this is Australian.
Oh, Wemba. Yeah. Wemba bandwagon. going Roy Depoy. And dare I say it, Mvup.
I mean, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year.
That's what it was. I thought those were Australian words.
Depoy. Roy.
And Mvup. You get me?
That is a little too hot for my blood.
I love it. I want surface of the sun. You know what I mean? Just go there. Please.
Dare set it on fire, the Wembanyama bandwagon, and say MVP. You did dare, and I love it. I love it for you, and I love it for the city of San Antonio.
San Antone. Dragonfly Jones.
Is the ceiling for them eight seed, do we think? Eight? Like, is that?
I think not even playoffs. I think if Wemby gets them to 33 wins, he's a miracle worker.
Yeah. You know? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Or your favorite player, Jack, on the Spurs outside of Wemby.
Who's that?
Vassell.
Yeah. Devin Vassell.
I love that. Like, y'all, I'm sorry. I do not know who this guy is.
Do not know who this person is.
Dragonfly Jones, thank you so much for joining us. Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Yes, find me on Twitter at Dragonfly Jones with the Z at the end. And you can find me and my bros, Mike and John, on the Volume Podcast Network, Jenkins and Jones. We are available on Apple, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect. And let's see. You can find me at Miles of Gray on wherever they got the at symbols, and you can follow our show at hashtag Mad Boosties for show links and updates. Jack, how about you?
You can find me at Jack_O'Brien and on the Daily Zeitgeist, the other show Miles and I do.
Yeah. We're talking news every day, so it's not just ball, y'all. I mean, life is ball, but ball isn't all there is. Now go out there and hug your family, kiss them.
Yeah, that was your rejected and one T-shirt.
That was
too wordy.
It was that gray and one logo guy, but he's like on a therapist chair. Yeah. You know, life is so fucked. Like, really? I haven't seen my kids in like 8 years.
All right.
Peace and love to you all. We'll see you next time. Bye.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.